Welcome back to The Minute Who Shagged Me, where we go through the Austin Powers movies 1 minute at a time, continuing with The Spy Who Shagged Me. I'm Johnny, and I'm joined again today by our very special guests, and they are...
I'm Doug from Rocky Minute.
I'm Dave from 5 Minutes of Mystery.
Woo! We're back for minute 79.
Oh, yeah. We're doing a real deuce in here.
Yeah, yeah. He's struggling with that one. Really, a lot of grunting.
You gotta brace yourself on the sides of the stall.
Yep. I was thinking, what if, like, Austin is really shitting? You know, like, what if he's like, I'm here, you know, why not? And it also gets, it, you know, messes up, you know, Mini-Me, because he's probably, like, not expecting, oh, no, he's actually going to poop on me.
But, like, he's still wearing his underwear.
Right, I didn't think of that one. Yeah, he soiled himself.
Well, for every pooping scene, there has to be the obligatory newspaper, right?
Yeah.
Did you...
Apparently,
you catch some of these headlines here.
London's burning. A heat wave continues.
It's actually. Can we get a date? It's hard to tell.
It says number. I don't think it's a date. It says number 60,792. Price 20 pence.
I guess that's like the issue. It's a pretty cheap newspaper, though.
I was thinking since a lot of them, I don't know if a lot of them want to read like old news. Like, I feel like everyone has their own specific magazines and newspapers sent up. Like, I was thinking like Mini Me probably has guns and ammo. Dr. Evil probably has some form of like Evil Lair, like Home and Garden Design magazine. Scotty has like a bunch of '90s like punk rock magazines. They all have like Green Day on the cover.
He's got
like Hit Parader.
He's got Alternative Press.
He's got the small time punk magazines. He's got them shipped up and or through time. And of course, number two is going to have Wall Street Journal and Business Insider magazines. Like, of course.
Naturally. What does Frau have?
I mean, she would probably be reading the Guns and Ammo too. Probably a bunch of, maybe she's got like MRE catalogs too. I feel like she could like.
What about?
She doesn't read magazines. She just
reads.
I'd say maybe Golf Digest because of her.
Studying up. Okay. Oh, I want to know like when we go to these tournaments. Good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When should I clap?
That was great. Right now?
Okay.
She just immediately yells, "Very good shot!"
When they're holding up the shush sign, she's yelling,
"Everybody quiet!" And she like smacks the riding cop.
Oh my god!
Like it just hits the caddy. Oh yeah.
Can we get like a little deleted cut of like just that happening?
Because I would love to see that. They didn't film that. I'd be so disappointed because that would be a great little like credits scene or something.
Yeah.
So good.
She's just like I wonder super what... critical. I just love super critical of the caddy, like him like looking at the line, and she like gets down in front of him. Look, the line goes down that way. She's like just yelling.
The person that her lover is competing with, anytime people clap, she's like, nine! Nine! Oh, God. Let's create this universe where Frau is the lead.
Now, what do you suppose the article that says private college hearing, public urge to aid? What do you think that one's about? It's very ambiguous.
I'm thinking, it could have been like something, this private college, something like a law was broken, but at the same time, they didn't have that law in their charter. So now it's kind of like maybe expanded to like the county. Now that it has to be, it's like the county has to, they have to pass a law on it because the school doesn't have a law about something. I mean, it could also just be financial stuff, and the aid could be physical donations, but that's kind of boring.
Mm.
But yeah, like public, nice.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like, oh no, all our tuitions. Like, well, that's your counter's problem, not the town's.
Did they even call them colleges in England?
They call them
unis.
Yeah, just be
unis.
Yeah. I went to university.
Yeah.
Do you notice that the map that's on the back of the newspaper is
actually U.S.? Yeah.
Oh. I did not.
I was like, why does that not look like that at all? Wait. Those are outlines of states.
Funny. It's the London Times that gets printed in America. So it's like if you want your news about London, but also you want to know the daily forecast in America, because who cares about the London forecast? Because you're in America.
What it's like the London Times, like BBC America edition kind of thing. Like, oh my god, maybe, but it wouldn't be 20 pence
Joey
in America.
That's all it is.
You know, I looked up the London Times newspaper, and they call it the Times. It's the local London newspaper, but it's called the Times, not the London Times, or the Times of London.
Is it owned by the same owner that publishes the Times here?
Johnny wanted to know, is it spelled T-Y-M-E-S?
No.
She wanted to know that, Doug. Can you look that up, please? Thank you.
I know. A lot of... Okay, so News UK owns it. Because a lot of... How journalism works, typically, is you have, like, huge umbrella corporations, and they actually, like... In newsrooms, they, like, kind of fax each other, like, news so that each other can publish it. If you're with under the same media corporation. So, like, it would make sense, sort of, if the Times in America somehow was the same owner as the Times in the UK of them publishing a US version. I don't know.
Your guess is as good as mine. Because I don't know what the fuck you just said, little kid.
Like.
But you special.
Oh no, it's owned by the same people who own the Daily Mail. So like, fuck them. That's fine.
What is the Daily Mail?
It's like,
I'm looking for that.
They like try to be news, but they're kind of like a rag. They publish a lot of gossip and like cringy, like, it's like a main national newspaper, but every time you see it, it's like, it kind of looks how the National Enquirer looks on the newsstands for us, like huge, big, like bold headlines, like splashy.
Interesting note here. The Times is the originator of the widely used Times Roman typeface. So there you have it.
Well, let's see. All right, so he gets one more push, and then he hits the button. He hits the eject button.
You're okay.
Yeah.
Logistically, I think your insides will come out your butthole.
Oh, the suction.
Yep.
Yeah, because you're depressurizing, right?
Your
so all.
But like on an extreme.
Your ass is depressurized. Yeah.
Yeah, all your insides would come out.
But in hindsight, a button like that to flush your toilet sounds kind of fun.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, we gotta get one installed at the in the lounge.
I think it'll make everything easier. You just like smack it, and you're good to go.
Yeah, and there goes Mini-Me flying away.
He's so evil, not even the vacuum of space can stop him.
But he, Austin, has like such a look of relief on his face. Like, I believe that he just shit. See, right there, it's second 20.
Yeah.
Oh, and he didn't just salute Mini-Me, he saluted his shit.
Did he say poor little bugger again? He does.
Yeah.
I salute you.
And then, yeah, then we see at second 29 and 30, he's got his British flight suit on now.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there's the Union Jack.
I want me one of them.
Yeah, sweet outfit.
His little, did you look up the gun? Is that a Walter PPK?
Yeah, I believe so. Let me, I have the article here. It is a Walter PPKS, yeah.
It's the as made famous by James Bond, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, pearl grips. I think they said sometimes he has a pearl grip and sometimes the black grip, which is like kind of funny. They can't keep that together. But the gun, yeah, he used them all in all three of the films, though. So yeah, he's consistent with that gun. And I didn't mention it. Felicity has a Smith & Wesson Model 19.
Yeah, because she's got to have an American. Like,
well, we just can't quintessential American gun. Me, Smith, and Wesson. And then, yeah, he enters the laser room. Honestly, the gun's already... He already fired the gun, so the gun's already cocked. It's like he's getting it re-ready. It's like, all right.
If there was a bullet in the chamber and he pulls the slide back like that, the bullet would fly out.
Like, and then, yeah, it's like accidental stovepiping.
Yeah.
It's like that would be really embarrassing to walk into. Oh boy, trying to pull this slide back.
Right to a weapons malfunction.
I mean, I feel like you're having a little bit too much faith in him of actually knowing how a gun works at all.
Yeah, there's a lot to, again, I mean, bad trigger discipline, because you're not really supposed to put your finger on the trigger unless you're ready to fire.
Yeah.
And he has it on the trigger before he even walks in the door. So, again, Austin.
Yeah. And you're not supposed to hold it up in a firing position.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to hold it down or up.
I mean, I think, right? So it's like, I mean, the only defense I can give for him being unprofessional with his gun holding is he's kind of going on a suicide mission, if you will. Like, he has no backup plan. You know, it's just him and Felicity. And he said it himself, it's personal. So it's like, will I get my mojo back, or I'm gonna gotta kill Dr. Evil? You know, either way. So he's
ready.
But he never has a plan B, though. He
never does.
He calls Dr. Evil Slaphead.
I just looked that up because it bothered me.
I was hoping.
I was like, what does that mean?
I was hoping it was something more than. I mean, what'd you find?
What it was. Person? Yeah, somebody with a shaved head or hairless.
Mm-hmm.
Any individual who annoys and frustrates others to the point of making them want to slap their own
heads.
Yeah, okay.
That's a well-earned insult, yeah.
Are you looking on Friend of the Rocky Minute show Urban Dictionary?
That was one of the first things that came up, but there was like a Wiktionary, but now I have fully clicked on... the friend of the Rocky Minute, because I needed to know what they had to say about this.
Yeah, I didn't find anything outrageous on there, which, I mean, they rarely ever let us down.
I know.
Now, are these new outfits again for his henchmen? I know we mentioned a fencing mask back in the volcano, but I don't know if they had this silver jumpsuit with a white lab with a light white smock over it. Okay, they did.
They did.
What about these goons look new. Black pants, white shirts, black helmets, white boots. And then you have black boots, white outfits, black gloves. And then like that white like radio operator head, like rubber mask or rubber helmet.
You know, Dr. Evil just like discovered the color black.
Yeah.
And he wants to, like, throw it into his ensemble.
You're black, you're silver. White, silver, black, white, silver, silver, white, black, black, and perfect.
Yeah, it's like the henchmen are dressed the reverse of the scientists.
It's like, okay, I'm trying to think. Maybe the head scientists get to wear the fencing masks, and then the technical engineers are the ones with the white rubber hoods and black smocks, and then security force... is black pants, white smocks.
Opposite. Yeah. Right. And then Felicity's dying outfit is
And let's
the best tremendous outfit.
As always.
Yeah, so what in within we're here, in, within what 2 minutes we had they had her captured and then redressed into that.
Listen, Dr. Evil needs to go in women's wear.
Because
he creates the best costumes for ladies, but there are none around him except Frau, and she dresses him herself.
Felicity must be...
His prisoners.
Felicity must be really mad that, like, twice in a day she's gotten captured. She's like, damn it! Ah, I'm 0 for 2!
She's a terrible spy.
It's like...
So we see above her, I guess that's her heart monitor, right? Which is taken away. Keep your eye on that, folks.
Just as we talk about what's happening in the conversation, Austin is asking, where's his mojo? And Dr. Evil gives him a choice. You either save the world or save your girlfriend. But I mean, if you don't have your mojo, does the girlfriend really matter to him? Unfortunately.
Without the world, would his girlfriend matter to him? I mean, you have your girlfriend, but there's no Earth to go back to.
That's true.
I don't know. I think the clear answer is to save the girl. I mean, the world, not the girl.
The girl.
Save the cheerleader, save the world. Yes, we all watched season one of Heroes, Doug. Thank you.
I didn't. Oh.
Some of us did, and then some of us spent a lot of years.
Spoilers, you just had to save Hayden and Panettiere. Don't watch the whole thing. Heroes was a thing.
Remember when Skyler, when he ran into Peter Petrelli's dad, Peter ran into his dad, and he was like, Peter, come here, Peter. And he touches Peter, goes, I have your powers now.
It was honestly, don't watch Heroes. Just don't.
Peter,
don't waste your life.
I have your powers. Peter abandoned his girlfriend in the future of an alternate timeline. Oh boy. Wow. Yeah, that. Oh yeah, sorry.
Okay, so Doug, you would save Felicity.
I gotta agree with Felicity. You gotta save the world, you know? That's the job. You just watched Fallout. When they say, like, if they messed up, like, you know, they would be dead. She goes, that's the job. So
yeah, you know, the moral of the story is I'm really pissed off that sexy Henry Cavill was
spoilers for anyone. Yeah. No, I sorry. Do agree. Because you're like, well, if he gets kicked out of the DC universe, if they wanted to recast a new Superman because, you know, DC, why wouldn't they just do some crazy shit? You think you'd have a fallback plan. He goes, oh, fallback plan. I can literally become, you know, a new character in the Mission Impossible universe. And it's like, oh man, but he's a bad guy. So, and yeah, it was a beautiful mustache. So yeah, it does make me angry that like, we're not going to see more of it.
So save the girlfriend, save the world.
Johnny, if both me and Doug were in a vat, I would say, let us die, Johnny. You gotta save the world.
No, well, I gotta save you guys.
It's fine. Just let me die and you can save Doug. It's fine. I want to no. have that, that slow, painful, agonizing death and then, you know.
But you can do that and play possum.
Mm.
Like so you don't have to actually die. You can just have your theatrical moment.
And then you could pop up and bite somebody in the nuts.
Yeah. Perfect. Oh, thank you. I'm glad we worked this out. So I'm saving you guys. I'm not saving Felicity or the world.
Hell yeah. Just look at them things explode. Well, I guess we're going to start eating an action on history. I just unwrapped.
We have no choice.
Okay, and then I just pictured you both in Felicity's outfit eating astronaut ice cream.
Well, they're going to save Earth, so wrap that. Start eating.
Oh, man, we'll have to inhabit some other planet.
Yeah.
Or stay on the moon base, whichever.
Yeah, you know. I'm sure some of the doomsday preppers have a plan. if the Earth blows up. We're all right. We'll meet some other fellow people.
All right. Problem solved.
I'm glad we worked that out. But now Austin looks so sad. He's like, I don't know. I don't know what to do. Should I? And then Dr. Evil gives the order to kill Austin.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like the first time he's actually given a straight order for that.
Yeah, you're right. There's nothing fancy around it. Just use, like, he's finally learned from Scotty. Just use those guns and shoot him.
Yeah, there's no slow process. No spinning blade that he's slowly inching towards. Nothing like that. Kill him.
He wants to do it all at the same time. He wants to blow up the earth. Kill Austin and watch his woman die. So he gets his mojo. It's like he's like really been an evil son of a bitch. Like he's just doing everything evil. He's making him watch a woman he loves die, watch the planet blow up.
But
oh
like,
God, it's so evil.
I'm proud of him. He's actually being evil for once.
Yeah.
And that you're right. He's no buts about it. He's evil.
I love this wide shot. I'm at like second 59 right at the end there. The wide shot. You got the laser. You got whatever that machine is.
all of these beep boops.
Yeah, the
back here.
On the bottom left just has the data pad. Like, are we going to do something? Because I got numbers to crunch here.
That where the laser gunman is like the...
That's Frau, right? That's Frau down there.
Is that Frau?
Yeah.
She's got the laser. She's not even turning to look at... She's so dedicated to the laser.
No.
She's not even looking at Austin. Yeah, she's...
This is her
but
dream.
But that area where she's sitting is... It reminds me of, again, back to Star Wars, Return of the Jedi in the Emperor's throne room. Those like little control stations that were in the... when Luke and Vader were fighting, Luke flipped into one.
I'm going to top you.
Yeah.
I think it looks even more like the Prisoner series finale Fallout.
What?
Yeah, you got to get the really old men in here. Get Tom Taylor in here. I'm talking old guys. No, that was a late 60s British TV show about a spy that retires and then he gets kidnapped and taken to the village to interrogation. I remember the Simpsons parodied it, the one where the bubble.
Dave,
oh no,
how old are you?
I'm an old man when I watch stuff. Like I was back in fifth grade, I was recording this off of PBS and midnight, and then I'd watch it, and then like I'd go to school being like, look, you kids don't even know about The Prisoner. You don't know shit. All right.
I can see you, little tiny Dave, in like a duster trench coat going. Now you see here.
A little duster.
These kids today, they don't know shit about TV. Yeah, with his candy cigarettes. Yeah. You don't know shit about TV. You take the pack out and you tap it. Put another one in your mouth. You don't watch PBS. You don't know what this old house is. What the fuck you doing?
Wait, let me put this in the Skype channel so you can find... Where's the damn text? I don't know the text. Here's the chat. This is no... I'm looking like this. That's
all
right.
I had a fight with Mark last night because I said something. I was like, I'm not Bob Vila over here. And he just looked at me and I go, you don't know what this house is? And he goes, what the fuck is that? And I go, he restored a house for like a decade on PBS every Sunday. Like, what?
Was it the same house?
Yes, well, for a while, and then he switched to a different house, but it was like the same house for probably damn near a decade.
Man.
No, are you the woman? Number six. I'm not a number. I'm a free man.
Okay, because I think you look good in the.
You look good in the woman's ensemble. Welcome.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Hold on. Let me try to get some more images here for everyone to not look at because we're in a private chat. Anyway,
that's The Prisoner.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
It's a very trippy sci-fi show.
Ooh.
But that's the one. That's the infamous one about the bubble. The bubble that captures you.
It's infamous.
I was like, what world is that?
As I said, Simpsons parried it, so I was maybe you guys might have seen that.
Oh my goodness.
Anyway, I'm off topic. I was trying to find a wider shot, but yeah, the control room is, that's what this reminds me of, is what I was getting at.
Well, we got to figure out if Dr. Evil kills Austin.
He clearly does. He ordered them to shoot him, so.
Does he? He hasn't succeeded yet.
I see no other way that this can play out. Austin has four guns on him.
I mean, you're right.
Guess we just have to wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, Friday's going to be the time where we find out if he dies or not. Everybody needs to come back and... fingers crossed. We don't lose a spy or two. Could be two spies. But if you guys want to plug again, whatever you like, I'm excited to hear what you plugged today, because yesterday was fun.
Oh boy.
God, what am I gonna plug? I'll plug The Prisoner, but I don't know where we're gonna find it, because it's gonna be hard. It's hard to find. You can find the DVD box set, I'm sure, but it's like 17 episodes, really trippy stuff. You could, you know, and you'd be like, oh wait, I remember when Simpsons parodied this, so, and then you can feel like, oh, I got that joke now. Yeah.
Well, good luck
finding that. Remember when they remade it on AMC? They made a miniseries out of it. With Jim Caviezel and Ian McKellen around like 2009, 2010. Okay.
Nope.
AMC has, they've, you know, hit gold with most of their original series. I never heard of that one though. Never heard of The Prisoner.
What's your plug, Doug?
I want to pay proper homage to the gentleman that started this all, the Star Wars Minute fellas. They took an idea from the Gutterballs, who were the guys that do the Big Lebowski, and they turned it into a daily format where you take 1 minute of movie footage and you analyze it each minute at a time. And they gained such a following that everybody liked it so much that they took their own take on it, and here we are. All people all over the world are united because of two guys who that just pioneers of the format. StarWarsMinute.com.
Well, go over and listen to them. They're wonderful. They have dedicated their lives to the Star Wars. Mm-hmm.
And they're sweethearts.
That's a long time. Yes, they are. But you got to come back after you're done with that. You got a lot to like speed listen to between now and then. For minute 80 to figure out if our favorite spies make it or not. But don't forget, stay groovy.